Avarya Vishkani Cha Bahin Badhyandi Taryatata Mannanastam Savishaka Tato Bhavamudrashtasam. Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words. Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Lord Krishna was astonished in the beginning at Arjuna's uncalled for plea for compassion, and he described his compassion as befitting the non-Aryans. Now, in so many words, he has proved his statements against Arjuna's so-called compassion. That is the end of the purport already.
Again, I don't understand. Read it.
I read again. Lord Krishna was astonished in the beginning at Arjuna's uncalled for plea for compassion, and he described his compassion as befitting the non-Aryans. Now, in so many words, he has proved his statements against Arjuna's so-called compassion.
What is the purport? What is the translation?
Your enemies will describe you in so many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you?
Yeah. In the battlefield, when Arjuna no want to fight, you have to keep it. Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
I forget. So he has. I cannot remember. So that time he don't want to fight. That time Krishna is telling, you are Kshatriya. You have a consciousness that you are Kshatriya. You are a Vaishya or you are Shudra. This is your consciousness. And you come in the battlefield. Why you come in battlefield? You don't think before that they are your family? You don't think that they are your friend? Their guru is also there? Their elder is also there? You forget before. Now you come in battlefield. They are your enemy. So you come to fight with them. This is your consciousness. Now what you have to do? If you living in the material consciousness, then what you do? Fight. You have to fight because you are in externally out from yourself. And what about the inside self? That you never die. You was, you are now, and you will be. But this material consciousness, you have to fight. You have to kill this material consciousness. You have to come out from that. because this will not help you to develop your spiritual consciousness. We are living in the physical body and we are doing like that. So we make enemies and friends because we are not spiritually developed. We are in the material consciousness. We are in the ego consciousness that I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, I am a Sudra, I am this, I am that, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am this. Then you have to fight. Because you not develop your real consciousness. Fight. If you not fight, then what enemies will say? You create enemies because of your material consciousness. Why we create enemies? Because we no live in a spiritual consciousness. There is no enemy. There is no enemy. Because I am living in the 12th canto, you see Krishna is telling that we have to improve, no envy with anyone. We are all friendly with everyone, means no enemy, no false ego. You practice like these things, then you will become my dear. Why? Because you are living in a spiritual consciousness, then you are my dear. When you live in the external consciousness, you are in this material world, you have to fight. To live your existence, keep your existence. You have to become sick because you are living in the body. You have to come out. Body is your covering. This is, he says, you create enemy. Why? Because of your consciousness. You have to fight. There is no way. Because you come with the chariot to fight. You bring me also for that. So now your goal to fight, you have to fulfill. Then he says, how I will fight? They are my relations. You say, you have to think before. Now you are here. You create enemy with making two groups. Why making two groups? Why not one group? Why not you think before Radhe Radhe, Ashe? Why not you? Why not you? You understand this. Better? Better? Rather, rather. Yeah? So? So? What enemy will say? You are weak. You have no capacity to fight. They are more strong. You cannot fight. Why? Fighting is recommending, Krishna is telling to fight. Why? Because you have to fight to come out from the material consciousness. It should die, material consciousness to die. We have to finish this. To live, die to live. Sridhar Maharaj is telling, die to live. Why die to live? Because we have to die from this external consciousness to live always in our spiritual consciousness. Another one? Yes?
Maharaj, you know Gurudev Acharya, Paramadvaita Swami, where are you?
Achve, Chaitanya Gaudiya Mata.
Achve.
Yes.
Attaviti pratyapati vratanam itakisha sijeni tatu tasma tishta kaunteya yatya karnishayaha. O son of Kundi, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom.
One place Krishna is telling the soul is no, never die. Right? In Bhagavad Gita. And he says you will be killed or you will become, you will, what? You will win. Why? Because of your material consciousness. Or when you want to live in this material consciousness, what will happen? You can go to the heavenly planet. You can go to heaven. You can go to Vaikuntha. You can achieve some material achievement. But this is not a way to come to the only way to come to Krishna, to live, realize yourself, and from that consciousness, when you practice to go to Him, is the only way. So, to worship demigod is very easy. To go to the heaven is very easy. But why is difficult for Krishna consciousness? You have to start from yourself, from your spiritual realization. From yourself, then you can reach to Him, because He is a divine. You want to go to the divine, you have to live in divinity. You can reach, you can kill, you can win, everything is possible. You can die also, it's possible. If fighting is possible. You want to fight? Whole life you fight, no problem. Maybe you will die. Everybody is dying. Or you will win in die. Or you can go to the planet heaven. This is also possible. Understand, my dear, what is Krishna is telling. Mandavara. Beautiful. Oh, my dear son of Kunti. Here written, son of Kunti. Kunti is the mother who asked from Krishna. Krishna, when he's going, Kunti said, give me something. You ask, Krishna said, you ask your auntie from me something. Kunti said, what I will ask when you are with me? He said, no, I want to go now. You have to ask to get something. He said, if you want to give me something, give that I will always live in suffering, that you will always live with me and protect me. So here Krishna is telling, oh my dear son of Kunti, your mother is so highly elevated, she is asking my association, she is asking, she realizes herself and she is living in herself. And now you are Kshatriya, so you have to fight. But see your mother, what she is asking. What you are doing, you have to understand. Why Krishna is telling Bhagavad Gita? Because he wants to explain very clearly about three things. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is meaning of Jiva? And what is meaning of material life? Three things, if it is clear, then I read Bhagavad Gita. If there is, everything is mixed, I don't understand this. I have to read again to clear this. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? He don't believe, then he show Virat Sarup. He say, no, I want to see you. You, I want to see. I understand Krishna, you are the, you can do anything. Then he believe. Then his mind doubts go. Jiva, always is talking about Jiva consciousness. And always talking about a spiritual thing, that you can understand what is material thing. Always explaining about the spiritual. Means there is a difference between material and spiritual. What, where you are living? Spiritually or materially? If I want to go this way and I go this way, I can reach there. Then I have to turn myself to go this way. Then I can go. My goal is spiritual, this way. And I am going this way. Just reverse. So I feel far, to, I cannot understand, because distance is growing. But there is no distance. From the soul consciousness, there is no distance with Krishna. For material consciousness is a very distance to understand, very difficult to understand. And from the spiritual consciousness, very easy to understand a spiritual thing and material thing. Why? Because when you are in spiritual consciousness, you are in the house of 100th floor, top of the floor. And when you are in the material consciousness, you are on the first floor, a ground floor. So from where you can see more? From the top floor. So this is a spiritual and material consciousness. Simple. Without, no doubting, if you believe that Krishna is Almighty, Radharani is an ashray and Krishna is a vishay. The ashray, I mean the shelter, is to take of Radhika and the goal is Krishna. And no doubt on this, you know the highest Supreme Personality of God. And when you know yourself and try to leave from material thing to spiritual thing, you start increasing yourself. It's no difficult, my dear. Only do we have to change the practice. Practice more to think outside, more to think from the mind, okay, good. Body, okay, good. Senses, okay, good. But this senses is helping to see, take darshan of. Eyes is helping to take darshan of Radha. This ear is helping me to listen Harikatha from this way. This mouth is helping me to eat prasad. This feet is helping me to go for parikrama. So how this body and senses are bad? No. Mind is helping me to work for more and plan. And you see the intelligence of Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, how they are serious to serve his Gurudev. All the time they are fixed. What Gurudev is thinking, they realize that. Before, without telling Gurudev. Why? Because of this mind they are looking, from the chitta they are looking. What my Gurudev wants? Oh, water. They bring water. Gurudev said, how you know that I bring? There, one time, Gurudev is searching the pile in the in the Radha Kunda of Kishori, Radhika. And Rati Manjari went and bring that pile and give to Gurudev that you searching this eye for me. And Gurudev will start blessing. Because this is the attachment, this is the mind is working to search and work to do. So everything is useful for the Krishna, for the Raja. But when I live in my consciousness, when I stay there, I cannot understand this. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. 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 In Jaiva Dharma is very clearly written about Jaiva Dharma. The Jaiva Dharma means Jiva Dharma. And the Dharma, Namatic Dharma, Anitya Dharma. Namatic Dharma is also written there. But Nitya Dharma is also written there. Why? To understand, I can understand where I am, what I am practicing, and how I can improve myself. So this is, everything goes by self-realization. When I will realize myself, then more and more taste will. More and more attachment, relation will be more fixed. And this is our goal of life. Bhajan means this, to reach this goal. Nitya Dharma. We have to practice Nitya Dharma. We have to live in Nitya Dharma. We have to increase our bhajan because of Nitya Dharma. If I want to live in Namatic Dharma, means the material dharma, what is written in the, then no necessary much. No need to do bhajan. Without bhajan is also working. Because we are doing that. But we want to go for Nitya Dharma, always Nitya means eternal. Then we have to do bhajan to reach there. Right?
Yes.
If you see the Prabhupada, 12 years, he was living in Radha Damodar, one small room, and doing bhajan. Read the pastime of any acharya. They do the bhajan and sadhana 10, 12 years by bhajan. They increase their realization. And when they got the mercy, then Radharani bless. Now you can go and help others. Without mercy, how we can do anything in life? Nothing. So, my dear brothers and sisters, what we have to do in our life, to realize myself and develop connection in the absolute goal, the our yesterday. And this only happened by the mercy of you. If I realize and I have a step, this is all mercy of Guru. Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa is there. His mercy is not coming because I have no full faith on him. If I will develop faith and I will keep always nistha on him, automatic two things will reveal. Only two things will come. Then more three things will come. Sambandha, avideha and pariyojana. Then you will move in that. This is the way of Krishna consciousness. Krishna and conscious means always understand your consciousness, your living tattva. Conscious means with your spiritual consciousness. Live with that, always Krishna is there. If you live with Krishna and think from where you are thinking, you always will conscious Krishna and yourself. This is relation, sambandha. And this understanding is avideha jnana. When you have a body and senses, everything, and you live in yourself. That is avideha. And the pariyojan, how to move, loving relation, this is pariyojan. Yes? Anything you want to say? Every moment, directly, indirectly, everything is indirect. You can go to the heaven, then people think, oh, we can, by fighting, we can go to the heaven. Heaven is not our goal. Our goal is to live with Krishna, serve with Krishna. Devotion is my goal. No, to create enemy is my goal. If somebody wants to become enemy, you go and touch feet and say, oh, I'm an apradhi, Vaishnava apradhi. Excuse me, I do mistake. You do mistake or not? Respect, love. Because my goal is different, my goal is spiritual. My goal too, not to fight, not to go to heaven. My goal, go to the Krishna. My goal is only one goal. Radha Ashraya Krishna Vishaya Bhajan. That's my goal. What they are telling, they are also very good and talking everything right because they are conscious what they say. But what is my goal? I have to decide myself. Radhe,
Radhe, go.
Radhe, 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 Radh
Bhagavad Gita, first Krishna is giving about the material thing, then about the jiva, talking about jiva, and then he is talking about the Supreme Lord. And he showed the Virat Sarup, right? So what is this meaning? You have to understand this is the material world. And this is the difference between material and spiritual. And then if you want to go to me, this is the way to go. Imam. Are Prasad Pecho?
No, Pani
Prasad Pave Pate Hove Toh. Yeah. Yes, dekho sab hai. जय राधे जय नीता भालो तो कोई असुविधा तो नहीं है तूने
ना कौन आजी धन को माल लेके चे
अच्छा प्रसाद तो बने चे
है एक ना होय नहीं देवे
दे देवे प्रसाद नहीं जावे
अच्छा
भोग लगवे भोग लग चिंता नहीं चार टक
गाड़ी पिए जावे
बस If I don't understand these things clearly, material and where I am living, is what is jiva, where I am living, here or there, how I will move? First material, then jiva, Haribol, and then Supreme. Is not that material and Supreme. Material, jiva and Supreme. If I am living in material, I cannot understand. If I live in jiva consciousness, easy to understand. Stairs, I cannot jump, no? Understand? Be happy.
Because we can see when preaching is going on, even pure devotees can have enemies, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who was very strong in preaching, and many people didn't like his pure way of vision about his pure devotion. So how can we understand this?
This is Vaishnava Leela. Vaishnava Leela, we have to say this is a Krishna Leela. I say this is Vaishnava Leela. And after that, you know, last bhajan of Bhakti Siddhanta, he said to Sridhar Maharaj, can you sing this Rupa Manjari Pada? Others are want to sing. He said, no, I want to listen from him. Because he understands this meaning of this bhajan. Why? When somebody wants to listen, this is the last message of Bhakti Siddhanta. He is giving last message for all his followers. This you have to practice. This will reach you. Other what I organize, that is very good. I listened one time, he said, make in the earth bricks. If this is not going good, I can sell bricks and use for Krishna. Means, this is not good. Prabhupada is writing, temple is for the beginners who start his spiritual life, them, for them is the temple. The goal is to bhajan, first to come in goodness, and in coming in goodness, go to bhajan. You see? Bhajan is self-realization and to develop our spiritual form. Read any books. Not that book who say about dharma. Then goodness is still goodness. Veda is telling up to dharma. No, even bhakti is in the
Baba, Asti Baba.
What are you doing? You don't know Prashad, then you don't know. Yes,
Prashad.
Yes?
Yes.
Prashad.
Yes,
go. Take Prashad.
Yes, sir.
And also we have to take Prashad Chaitan Gauri. Okay. Yes, go. Oh, take care. You go. Take care. Yes. Arrange everything. And pack it for the going, for traveling. He said to Krishnananda Prabhu to make it happen. Sing some bhajan. Bring some book, give, sing by them. Some Madhura Astakam. Adram Madhuram. No, no, this is Hindi.
Yeah.
No. Madhura. Yeah. Madhura Astakam. I give to everyone. Prabhu.
Huh? Trivandra Prabhu is not here?
Not here. He will play. Harmonium? Give harmonium. Ramananda, give moksha to everyone.
Yes.
Yes, but good. Which page?